Welcome to D10B College. In this lesson, we're going to carve out a simple subsign workflow in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then moving that energy into arrangement view, so your idea stops living as an endless loop and starts behaving like a real jungle or old-school D10B section. The goal here is not to build a huge bass monster. The goal is to build a deep, disciplined low end that locks with the drums. In jungle and old-school D10B, the break is the personality of the track, and the sub is the foundation that makes the whole thing feel heavy without getting in the way. When that relationship is right, the groove feels alive. It feels intentional. It feels like a record, not just a loop. So let's keep it clean and focused. Start in session view with just two tracks. One track is your break or drum edit. The other is your sub sign. Keep it simple on purpose. If you already have an 8-bar break loop, great. Use that. If not, grab a chopped break that already has that jungle feel. Then load up a basic sign-based sub, ideally with operator, because operator is perfect for this kind of clean starting point. You want a pure or nearly pure low tone, no drama, no extra movement yet. Set the sub with a very fast attack, almost instant. Keep the decay and release short enough that notes don't smear into each other. Start the level low. Leave space. In D10B, the low end should feel powerful, but it should also feel controlled. That's a big difference. Now write a short MIDI phrase. Don't try to write a full bassline yet. Just sketch 1 to 2 notes per bar at first. Think about the break, not around it. Let the drums lead, and let the sub answer. A good starting move is to place a note on beat 1, then maybe one more note that supports the snare or adds a little pickup before the next bar. If the break is busy, use fewer notes. If the break leaves more space, you can be a little more active. The point is to make the sub feel like it's dancing with the break, not fighting it. What to listen for here is simple. Does the sub support the snare instead of stepping on it? Does the kick still feel punchy when the low note lands? And do the ghost notes in the break still come through, or is the low end swallowing them? That's your first big quality check. If the drums lose their shape, shorten the notes or move them so the break can breathe. For the sound itself, keep it disciplined. Operator works brilliantly because you can stay close to a sine wave without extra baggage. If you're using Waveitable, stay just as restrained. Avoid wide unison on the actual sub. Avoid heavy modulation. You want the fundamental to stay steady and readable. If the notes are too long, use the amplitude envelope to clean that up. In this style, note length matters a lot. A blurry sub can make a fast drum groove feel slower than it really is. If the sub feels a little too clean and doesn't translate on smaller systems, add a touch of saturation. Nothing wild, just enough to create a few harmonics so the note speaks. A saturator with a small amount of drive can do the job. Keep it subtle, maybe just a few dB. Then trim the output back, so you're not fooling yourself with extra loudness. What you want is presence, not fuzz. The sub should still feel like a sub. Why this works in D10B is because the low end has to stay legible even when the drums are moving fast. Jungle and old school D10B rely on rhythmic identity. The break and the sub often feel like one machine. If the sub is too long, too wide, or too aggressive, that machine gets muddy. If it's clean and properly phrased, the groove becomes much stronger. Now use session view the way it's meant to be used. Loop the break and the sub together, and really test the pocket. Don't edit both lanes at the same time if you can avoid it. Lock the drums first, then write the sub against that fixed rhythm. That way you know what's actually improving the groove. If you keep changing everything at once, you'll never know what caused the win. At this point, try two versions. Duplicate the sub clip and make one version more direct, more functional, and the other slightly more syncopated with a pickup or extra note. The first version usually gives you that old-school steady foundation. The second version brings a bit more bounce and tension. Play both against the same break and choose the one that makes the drums feel strongest. For a warmer, deeper classic vibe, keep the sub more regular. For a tighter, more restless roller feel, go with the syncopated version. What to listen for now is whether the groove feels locked without becoming busy. If the loop sounds powerful but still leaves the snare space to crack, you're in the right zone. If the sub starts to make the break feel smaller, it's too much. That's a really important beginner lesson. False heaviness is a trap. A sub that sounds huge on its own can actually weaken the groove in context. Always judge it with the drums. Once the loop feels good, it's time to move into arrangement view. This is where the idea stops being a sketch and starts becoming a track. Record your session view performance into arrangement view. Capture the main break and sub section. Then record a simple variation for the next 8 bars, and if you've got a fill or a break edit, capture that transition too. Don't worry if the timing isn't perfect. Get the musical arc down first. You can tighten it later. A useful shape for this style is something like an intro feel, then a first drop groove, then a variation, then a strip back or tension moment, and then a second phrase with a little evolution. Even if you're only working with 16 bars for now, the idea is the same. You want the arrangement to feel like it's moving somewhere, not like it's circling the same bar forever. In arrangement view, start shaping the sub so it supports that structure. Keep the first part basic and grounded. In the next phrase, add one extra note or a small pickup. Then maybe strip the sub out for a bar or half a bar before return. That moment of absence can be incredibly powerful. In D&B, silence and space often hit harder than more notes. When the sub comes back after a little vacuum, the return feels bigger without you having to redesign the sound. Here's another thing to listen for. When you're in arrangement view, does the second half feel like an evolution instead of a copy? And when the sub drops out briefly, does the re-entry make the groove feel more locked in? Those are the kinds of small arrangement moves that make a jungle section feel intentional and DJ-friendly. A strong beginner move here is versioning. Duplicate your clip and label variations in a way that makes sense to you, like clean, holy, or more push. That way you can compare ideas without losing the working groove. And once the part is locked, commit sooner than you think. Freeze it, consolidate it, or print it to auto. Don't spend an hour polishing the same 8-bar loop if it already works. Move on and let the arrangement breathe. If you want to add a little more darkness, you can print a clean sub and a slightly dirtier version separately. Keep the main sub pure and mono. Let the dirty version supply a little bit of audibility up top if needed. That's often a better move than crushing the actual sub. Keep the fundamental clean, and add the dirt above it if you need more menace. Mono compatibility matters here too. The actual sub should stay centered. Don't widen it. Don't bury it under stereo effects. If you want width, save that for higher layers later on. Check the groove at lower volume, and if possible, in mono. What to listen for is whether the sub still feels present when the track gets quieter, and whether the kick and snare still define the front edge of the beat. If the sub disappears in mono, simplify it. Remove unnecessary processing and keep the low end honest. For darker or heavier D&B, restraint is your friend. A short sub note under a chopped break can feel much more threatening than a long one. Let the sub answer the snare sometimes, not just the kick. That little push-pull motion can create a very jungle-feeling conversation between drums and low end. And if you want more movement without adding a whole new bass line, just change one thing. A pickup note, a slightly different rhythm, or a brief octave touch in a transition is often enough. When the arrangement is working, print the best version to audio. That gives you control. It makes it easier to cut note tails, reverse a section for a transition, or edit the low end more deliberately around the break. In jungle production, seeing exactly where the sub lands relative to the drums is extremely useful. It makes your edits cleaner and your decisions faster. So let's bring it all together. Build the sub in session view first so you can hear how it locks with the break. Keep it simple, mono, and controlled. Use short note lengths, subtle saturation, and careful spacing so the sub supports the drums instead of blurring them. Then record at performance into arrangement view and shape it across sections so the track feels like it's progressing, not just looping. If you do this right, the result will feel deep, disciplined, and alive. The drums will hit clean. The sub will carry weight without getting in the way. And the arrangement will have enough movement to keep the energy moving forward. Now it's your turn. Try the mini exercise. One break, one sub instrument, no more than 4 MIDI notes, one saturation device max, and make at least a 16-bar arrangement. Then challenge yourself to make a second version with just one small change in the sub phrasing. Keep listening for that pocket, that clarity, and that feeling that the low end is doing its job without over-talking the drums. That's the sound. That's the workflow. Let's make it heavy.